Good morning, and welcome to the Ask in Faith prayer conference call. My name is Laura, and I bring you greetings from the Beloved Ministries, whose visionary and founder is the Rev. Tell Me Something Good, D. Hill. Today, we are excited to continue our inspiration theme for the year. Who is He? What is He to you? We've journeyed through the names of God and Jesus, and now we are diving into week 7 of exploring the names, titles, and symbols of the Holy Spirit. This week, we pray and reflect on the name, the Good Spirit. So here are some points about the Good Spirit. God's good spirit will teach and lead us in all that is good. His benevolence guidance is there for us always. He's not only given us good gifts, or he not only gives us good gifts, but he is God's good gift to us. The Spirit, who is good and holy, desires to lead us in God's good and holy path. And the Holy Spirit's good gift to us is to help us in the present. My scripture for this morning comes from the New Living Translation, and it is Psalms 143, verse 10. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good Spirit lead me on level ground. Amen. So let us go into prayer. Our Father God, we are just so grateful this morning to be able to call on your name, Lord God. We love you and adore you. We place our hope on you and on your Son, Christ Jesus, for he is our sin bearer. Teach us to allow the Holy Spirit to reside in our lives and guide us in all things that are holy, all things that are true, all things that would bring glory to your name, Father God. Father God, we bless the prayer list that we have this morning. I ask that we meet the requests of those who are crying out to you, Father God, for you said that we are to cast our burdens onto you because you care for us, Lord God. So let us begin this morning with prayers from our dear sister Teresa Black. She asked that we join her in prayer as her nephews to travel down south to get her dad and to bring him back to New York for a reunion with his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren. Bless him, Lord God. Bless him, Lord God. For God, wow, we are so grateful, Lord God, for the patriarchs and the matriarchs of our families, Lord God. Please bless Teresa's father for his full life, for him to be able to see four generations of his loins, Lord God. Father God, cover Teresa's father with a sound mind and sound health. Let him be able to just sit among his family and have conversations, Father God. Let him speak about his family legacy, the struggles that they had, and the strength and the triumphs that they have endured, Lord God. Let him be able to remember all of the memories from yesterday and just share them with his family, Father God. Let him instill a piece of pride in them and let them be able to be inspired by everything he tells them, Father God. Let them just be able to have better days during their time together, Father God. And we're also going to pray in advance travel mercies as Teresa's father is taken back home down south. So, Father God, again, we are so thankful for our patriarchs, and it is a blessing. It is a blessing to Teresa and her family. It's a blessing to her father to see four generations. Lord God, please continue to bless them and give them everything that they are in need of, Father God. Father God, Teresa is also asking that we just join her in prayer for her brother, Jimmy, who is facing health challenges, Father God. Father God, we place our hope on you, Father God, for we know that through you all things are possible. So we're just asking for that to lift up Teresa's brother, Jimmy. Lift up Jimmy, Father God. You know what his needs are, Father God. You know what his health concerns are, Father God. But we know that when we put a power and prayer in you, that all things work well. So, Father God, touch Jimmy. Touch the physicians. Touch the doctor, the nurses, the technicians, anyone that has any role in his care, Father God. Touch their hands, touch their minds, touch their hearts, Father God, so that Jimmy can get the best care possible. And Father God, we ask for just healing for Jimmy. Heal Jimmy so that he can give you all the honor and praise, Father God. Let him be able to tell his testimony of how you healed him, Lord God. And let that be an encouragement to all that he speaks to, Lord God. So we're lifting up Brother Jimmy to you in prayer, Father God. And Teresa also asked for prayers that she is hearing a lot of reports about our young, not only young and older people who are suffering, Father God, from different brain traumas, Lord God, and heart-related illnesses, Father God. We're just asking for healing. We're asking for healing, Father God. Father God, help us to get to the doctors. Help us to take care of our bodies. Help us not to cause injury to our bodies, you know, by what we may eat, Father God, or what we may inhale, Father God, what we may be putting into our systems, Father God. Let us be the primary caretakers of our bodies, Father God, so we can partner with you in our health, Father God, to keep us healthy, Father God. Father God, we just ask that anyone who is suffering from any health illness or ailment, Father God, get the care that they need, Lord God. Let them have their health care benefits, Father God. Let them be able to go to a doctor. Let them be able to walk into an emergency room and not worry about the finances that may cost them in doing so, Father God. We pray for health care for all, Lord God. Father God, we're praying for Obamacare. We're praying for that the Democrats hold their grounds, Lord God, and making sure that this next bill have the health provisions for all of us who need it, Father God, for those who are on Medicaid, Father God, for those who are Medicare, for those who have private health care through their employers, Father God. We just pray, Father God, that the health care cost stays reasonable, Father God, so that we will not have to worry about the cost when we care for our bodies, Father God. Father God, just give us the strength to walk into a doctor's office, into a clinic, and take care of ourselves, Father God. Let us be able to know what the signs are. Let let us be able to listen to our bodies and know when our bodies are off, when the signs are there, Father God, that something is wrong, Father God. Let us be able to recognize the signs of heart ailments. Let us recognize the signs of strokes or heart attacks, Father God. Let us not ignore our bodies because we think that we have so much to do that we cannot take time out to make sure that we are well. And Father God, let us look after our family and friends as well. Let us encourage them to go and do everything that they need to do to take care of their bodies, Father God. So, Father God, we just lift up these prayers of Teresa Black, Father God, these and those that she may not have asked prayer on, Lord God. Father God, Rev D asks that we pray for Kayam and Mama J as they are traveling Italy, Father God. Oh, Father God, that is just a marvelous, Father God. So we're just asking that you just cover them with protection as they travel through Italy, Father God. Let them see new wonders and glories, Father God. Let them see new things that they may not have seen before, Father God. Let them be able to speak just to the people of Italy, Father God, and learn more. Because, Father God, the U.S. is not the only place in the world, Father God. New York or any place that we live, Father God, is not the only place. This world is so big, and we need to be able to, God willing, to get out there, Father, and see the wonders of the world, Father God. So we are just asking that they are safe, that they continue to be safe. Please cover them. Let no harm, hurt, or danger surround them. Let them be able to gather great memories, Father God. And Father God, just let them have a good time together, mother and daughter. Let them be able to have conversations, deep conversations, Father God, about what's ever on their hearts, Lord God. Let them be able to just speak newness into each other's lives, Father God. And let Kayam be able to care for Mama J, Lord God. And let Mama J be able to love on Kayam. So we're praying that they are having a wonderful time. And Father God, we pray travel mercies as they come back to the States. Lord God. And Father God, we are praying for our very own minister, Tina Young, for her daughter, Brianna Young, who is just working in the music industry, Father God. She is a gospel singer. She is a Christian recorder, Father God. So we're asking that you cover her in the gospel music industry, Father God. Father God, we just ask that Brianna, do not grow weary, Lord God. Father, we ask that you're able to just cover her and bring her in connection with not only good producers and good technicians, Father, but those who are truly, truly servant disciples, those who are truly put you first, Lord God. Father God, just expose them to those whose main objective is Christ and not money. Father God, please open her finances. Open her finances so that she's able to hire the best producers and technicians. Father God, walk with her. Walk with her, Father God, and keep her not from growing weary, Father God. Father God, we know that your hand is on Brianna's life, Father God. So we are just praying for success for Brianna. We are praying for the success, not the world success, Father God, but the success that she has in you and in your son, Christ Jesus. So, Father God, we continue to pray for Brianna, and we continue to pray for Minister Tina Young as she supports her daughter along this marvelous journey, Lord God. And, Father God, we are praying for Jamie Young and her family. She is the niece of Samuel Bell, who, the niece of Reverend Samuel Bell, who transitioned on this weekend, Father God. Father, you know what Jamie and her family needs during their time of bereavement. Father God, help her in the preparation of his homegoing, Father God. Let all the details fall in place, not adding any burden to Jamie and her family, Father God, during this time. Please surround her with people who are able to help her and take the weight off of her, Father God. Surround her with people who are able to just sit there, to be still, just to be there for her and allow them to grieve during this time. But, Father God, we also know, you know, that to be absent from the body is to be with the Lord, Father God. So we are praying for their spiritual strength, and we're praying for their spiritual maturity and knowing that Reverend Bell is in a better place, Father God, that he is with you, Lord God. So give them the peace of heart, give them the peace of mind of knowing that Reverend Bell is resting well, Father God. Let them remember, let them have good memories, Lord God. Let them have good memories. And Father God, we are praying for those who ministered yesterday. Father God, we just pray for restoration. We pray for renewal of their bodies, Lord God. Give them a time to sit still today. Give them a time, Father God, to just renew their strength. Talk to them, Father God. Encourage them, Father God. And let them know that you see them, Father God, that they are operating, Father God, through you, and that you understand their needs. So, Father God, let those who ministered on yesterday just find a quiet place and be able to draw on you, Father God, and to rebuild their strength, Father God. Restore them, restore them. Father God, we are also praying for those who maybe starting to feel lonely and depressed. This is the time of year when the time changes and we have more darkness than light, Father God. So we're just praying for those whose bodies just kind of get out of whack, Lord God. Let us all get enough rest at night. Let us all be able to put our phones down, turn off the TV, Father God, and have that our last conversation with you before we go to sleep, Father God. Let us be able to get enough rest. Let us be able to get enough water, and let us eat well, Father God, so that we can help our bodies as it transitions because this is changing time, Lord God. And Father God, lastly, we are praying for all of those on this call, Father God. We ask that you not only help us to be productive this week, but that our faith will not fail, Father God. We are asking that you please help us to increase our prayer life, Father God. We remember that Jesus said that when we pray, that we are not to use vain repetition or babble in prayer, Father God, but to have a sincere prayer because you, God, already know our needs. So, Father God, we just ask that each day that we take time throughout the day, just commune with you, Lord God. Father God, help us to make you the most important part of our day. Father God, help us to invite Jesus along our journey today and throughout our days, and so that we can stay fortified in you, Father God, fortified in your word, fortified in Christ Jesus. So, Father God, we just lift this prayer up to you in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. So, thank you for joining us today at Ask in Faith Prayer Line. Please join us every Monday morning at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock. Go believing that God has heard us and he will answer. Go to our website for the playback information. It's all there. That is belovedministries.com. So I am going to remember to send your prayer request to askinfaithprayers@gmail.com. I'm going to unmute the line so that we can greet one another. Amen.